Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off a brand new series that we're calling Uncommon King. We're looking at the kingship of Jesus, the fact that he came to establish his kingdom in our hearts. It's not a kingdom that looks like the kingdoms of the world, doesn't have physical borders. It's a kingdom that is established in our hearts, God's reign and rule in our hearts. And we're going to be looking at different aspects of that kingdom, the proclamation, the prophecy about Jesus coming, the proclamation of his kingship, the unlikely nature of his kingship, right? He comes to us as a baby. The King of Heaven comes as a little child, and his kingship is inaugurated, and then, of course, he goes to the cross. So it's just unlikely ways that we see the kingdom of God coming in our world, and yet in spectacular and wonderful ways. This Sunday, we were in Isaiah chapter 9, looking at the prophecy from the prophet Isaiah more than 700 years before Jesus ever came to birth. The prophet is speaking to the people of Judah and Jerusalem, people of Israel, in some ways as a whole, and it is a nationally horrible time. We might be able to resonate with that a little bit. As far as I can tell right now across the country, the only thing that pretty much everyone agrees upon is that things aren't going well. And, depending on where you sit culturally, socially, politically, we probably have a lot of different reasons for thinking things aren't going well, but that does seem to be something everyone agrees on. When you say, hey, how are things going? It's like, not well. Well, the people of Judah, the people of Jerusalem, people of Israel, far more for them at that point in time, things were not going well. Not just like high inflation or political unrest, but existential crisis. You've got the northern kingdom is right on the brink of being destroyed by the Assyrians. And the southern kingdom is going to be destroyed in about 130 years, right? Two lifetimes from then. And there is just massive political and military unrest, and the southern kingdom of Judah and the northern kingdom of Israel are actually opposing one another, and Judah is reaching out to Assyria for help. I mean, it's just crazy stuff going on, and things are not going well. And more than all of that, spiritually, it's a horrible time. National turning away from the Lord. Disobedience, a king in Judah who is not trusting the Lord or looking to him for help, but is practicing child sacrifice, looking to the pagan gods to try to aid him and help him. And so much of the early parts of Isaiah are really judgment, him proclaiming judgment on the people for their turning away. And yet then we get to Isaiah 9, and it starts a little bit earlier. He talks about the sign of Emmanuel, that God is with us. And so kind of out of the darkness of all of it, this light breaks in. And Isaiah prophesies that there's hope coming. We have reason to hope because help is on the way. God is with us. And he says that eventually the fortunes are going to be reversed here, and God's going to rescue his people. And you say, how is this going to happen? Well, then it comes to Isaiah 9, verse 6, and he says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Obviously, Isaiah is looking forward to the coming of Christ, and not really just to the incarnation, right, to his first coming, but he also kind of looks through that. One commentator said it so well. He looks through the incarnation to the consummation, to his second coming, to the day where the government, there is no end, where Jesus returns and makes all things new. But here at Christmas time, we are celebrating, right, the first coming of Christ, where he inaugurates the kingdom. The mighty God steps out of heaven and comes as a baby, and he comes proclaiming that there can be peace. There can be peace in your heart and in my heart because he's the Prince of Peace. He's the Wonderful Counselor who works all things according to his plan. He's the Everlasting Father, the one who cares for us and provides for us and is concerned for us. It's good news that there's going to be this one who sits on the throne of David, and he's going to establish a kingdom that never ends. And it's a wonderful kingdom. it's a kingdom of righteousness and a kingdom of justice. I don't know about you, but I want to live in that kingdom. I want to live in that kingdom with that king, a king who's characterized as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And I shared with us on Sunday, right, that the thing about the Christian life is that we live in what we call the already but not yet. Already, the kingdom is here. And yet it's not yet in its fullness, in a sense. Already, we can live and walk by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. We can experience peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace right now. And you can experience, you and I can experience that peace in our lives, that shalom. The shalom meant the total well-being, right? All is well. We can experience that in some ways right now. And yet, there's also that sense of the not yet. The world is not yet as it should be. Our hearts are not yet as they one day will be. Our circumstances are not always peaceful right now. As I record this right now, my daughter is at Nationwide Hospital having her second somewhat major surgery, just got done with her second somewhat major surgery of this year. And so I know others of us are dealing with stuff that you would just say, man, it's not well right now circumstantially. It doesn't feel all that peaceful right now. And I totally get that. And yet at the same time, there can be a peace in our hearts and in our lives because Jesus right now is the Prince of Peace. And also, we look forward to that day when Jesus returns and he wipes every tear from every eye and he makes all things new. And there won't be death anymore. There won't be sadness anymore. There won't be pain anymore. We look forward to the day where the Prince of Peace returns and establishes forever and for once and all that everlasting kingdom of righteousness and justice. And so we say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you just to take a moment and to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for sending your own Son. As we celebrate at Christmas time, God, the sending of your Son, the giving of your Son, unto us a Son is given in order that we might have hope, forgiveness, and salvation. And Jesus, we look forward to the day where you come again and you make all things new. We love you. And we ask for the peace of Christ to guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.